Hello, hello.
Hi. All right, welcome. It's our pre-show for today, the 3rd of May. It is 2024, man. God damn, time is motoring now. Time's fucking motoring. It's motoring. We've been doing this podcast, netcast bullshit thing here almost as long as I did the radio show. Did the radio show from 1990 until 2006, 16 years. This has now been 17 fucking years I've been doing this shit. Well, no, it isn't. I take that back. The radio show went into like 2009, because when I was up with that company in Oregon, I did some straight talk, but then I returned to doing the characters. So I'd say 17 years, but it's been whack, just been fucking weird. In that time, I was married, I'm not married, all kinds of shit went down, man. All kinds of shit went down. Just kind of interesting. I'm going to just tell this is between you and me, which I know it isn't, because I know you're going to run your fucking guts everywhere about this. Not that I don't respect you, BSPs, but I just know people. I'm very, very honored that I was nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. I'm honored. I said to Craig Kitchen, my old boss, who told me about it, as well as Andy Kalb, my old producer in Miami, I got about a snowball's chance in fucking hell of being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And I have my reasons for believing that, which I won't go into here because they're very, very specific. It's got nothing to do with, the people are good people. I'm just saying that there's certain criteria that I don't think I meet. And I saw some, it's the same fucking year I'm being inducted, John and Ken. John and Ken are a shoe-in. They're a fucking shoe-in. They're just a shoe-in. They got ratings. They were an afternoon drive in L.A. for a long, long fucking time. Everything that they did qualifies them for the Radio Hall of Fame. I didn't have that kind of longevity. I didn't have their ratings, okay? Now, Andy says to me, no, I think, you got a better chance than you think. And a very, very wonderful man, Shadow Stevens, who emailed me last night, said the same thing. And Craig Kitchen thinks I'm being a little dramatic. We'll see. But I tell you this much. I'm nominated. That's all I'm going to think about it. And that's that. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to stress on it. I'm very honored. I'm very honored that a documentary came out this year about me and my career. So, some good things have gone down. And I think I'm going to, like I've said about a million times now, start up doing a one-man. I hate the idea. I don't like the title one-man show. Go out on the stage and do some comedy. Okay. Brothers and sisters, so today is a encore show, and it is the great pleasure to go to the third, May 3rd of 2023, to see what the hell is going on. How do you like I like the new search engine on the website. There's only one thing about it that I'm not really crazy about. You can't search by episode number. I don't know how many people search by episode number. I do, because I make a point of putting an episode number with each and every episode. And I don't really know if that helps people or not. Maybe it's just something I saw other people do, and I said, oh, maybe I should have episode numbers. Jack Armstrong reports on the Florida Panthers 1 year ago. Let's do it. Who won that goddamn game tonight? Who won the Toronto? Toronto did, right? Oh, it's tied, baby. It's tied. It was a 3-1 Boston lead, and the fucking Maple Leafs have tied it to 3. It's 3-3 now. The Panthers are going to play the winners of the Boston-Toronto series. Boston had a 3-1 fucking lead when the Panthers wrapped it up the other night against Tampa Bay, okay? And you're thinking, all right, it's going to be Boston. Guess what, Jack? Toronto's roared back, has won the next two. It's tied up. And I got to say, for the Maple Leafs, who have just, look at this, goddamn Edmonton just beat the shit out of the Kings. Fuck that. Jesus Christ, Kings. That's my chair squeaking. That's not, what you think. Carolina beat the Islanders. So who are they playing? Oh, okay. They're already into their series. Carolina's already playing the New York Rangers. They're up 2-1 over the Rangers. Fucking Carolina, man. It's a good team. Really good team. All right, so there you go. We'll see what happens. When's Boston and Toronto playing next? Next game is when? Game 7, Saturday. Saturday is game fucking 7, 5 p.m. on ABC, ESPN+. Plus. First round, game 7. That's going to be a barn burner in Boston. I got to tell you, I'm rooting for the Maple Leafs. Here's why. The Bruins were defeated last year by Florida after they took a 3-1 lead in the series. The Panthers came back and beat them. I know Boston wants nothing more than to play the Panthers again. On the other end of the stick, Toronto has been consistently year in, year out. They've had their ass kicked out of the fucking playoffs. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since the 60s. The fans are hungry up there. The team's hungry. The organization's hungry. I'd rather the Panthers play the Toronto Maple Leafs than have to go down against the, even though they have home ice, against the Boston Bruins, because the Bruins are going to be on a fucking mission if they come up against the Panthers.
And, you know, that scares me.
All right, that's it, Jack. That's all I got. How about that, huh? Premier League, you know, the Everton has survived. Everton beat Brentford. They beat Brentford. They beat Nottingham Forest. But the big game, of course, was their win against Liverpool. 2-0. What a fucking win that was. That A stopped Liverpool from winning the Premier League championship outright. And that pretty much guaranteed survival. 3 years running, Everton's had to fight for their fucking lives so they're not relegated down to championship. They did it again this year with Sean Dyche. I think Sean Dyche is a hell of a coach. I hope they keep him. I really do. I hope they keep Sean Dyche. I just love him, man. He's smart. He knows how to motivate the team. I think he knows how to what he wants on the field. The Panthers are now, Everton is free and clear in 15th. At the bottom, end, the lower end of the table, but they are well above relegation. So, you know, like 10 points above relegation. I don't want to see Nottingham Forest go down. I don't. Too bad that they started out. They had a good beginning of the season, I thought. Okay. See, when was Aston Villa was in that? Aston Villa's fourth in the table. I thought they'd been relegated and they came back. Okay, so that's it for me babbling about this shit. Let's get back into this bullshit. We're going to do Jack Armstrong reports on the Florida Panthers. We are. We will. We must.